Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Galveston, oh Galveston, I still hear your sea winds blowing. I still see her dark eyes glowing. She was 21 when I left Galveston. Galveston, oh Galveston.
We'll talk to Josh Berger, our Royals Insider, coming up in just a few minutes. Your Galvestons. 913-586-7610. This one's so random, I think it's funny. OMG, Kankakee, Illinois.
Kankakee, said, I need more on
as
that.
As far as bigger cities go, St. Louis and Dallas. But Kankakee, maybe you have relatives or, you know, in-laws or something? I don't know.
Yeah, I'd like to know I'm more about
sure.
that.
Not sure.
Oh, my goodness. Kankakee, Illinois.
Just so random. Two-for-one deal, mattress and box springs, 69 ramp to 435. That from the 816.
Yeah, that's been there for a while now.
It was construction there.
Yeah, so. Yeah,
probably
that's been there for
a
while.
Weekend.
Yeah, I saw one in Swope Park yesterday. We were over there for soccer, and so I did see it was like two mattry and a box spring stacked, sandwiched on top of each other.
My Galveston's anywhere in California, says the 620.
Yeah.
From the 970, being from South Texas, Galveston is my Galveston. So there you go. Someone else says, I went to Galveston for vacation and loved it. Had a great time.
Well, good.
From the 816. Take Chuck with you.
Yeah. From the 816, St. Joseph is really big. Yeah.
Wow. Jeez.
Yeah.
From the 913, I saw a turd floating in the water in Rockport, Texas. Thanks for weighing in. That was just a baby Ruth, I'm sure.
Yeah.
From the 816, Indianapolis, the most boring city I've ever been to.
Galveston?
Indianapolis is their Galveston.
Oh, Indy. Okay.
Yeah.
They have a good children's museum, I've heard, and St. Elmo's. Other than that, I went to Indianapolis when the Chiefs blew that game, remember? And maybe Danny and I and Carrington spent a week there for whatever reason.
You go to the Speedway, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there has to be something going on, you know.
You take the tour because they take you on the bus and you get to get out by the start-finish line.
You do? Cool. Okay, yeah. All right. Yeah. I went to Hinkle Fieldhouse. That was cool.
Yeah, you've been to Hinkle. I've not been to Hinkle.
Man.
But, yeah, the Children's Museum there is good, and so and the Speedway. But,
right.
Yeah, you can knock that one out really fast and not feel like, I need to get back there again. That's not a city. You're like, I need to get back there again.
Indy,
yeah. It is pretty boring.
From the 417, the Dallas Cowboys are the Galveston of the NFL. Jay Binkley will tell you that the city of Indianapolis is the only major city in America not on a navigable body of water.
Because they have their man-made canals.
I guess, yeah.
Over there.
Yeah.
Can't remember the name of the town, but it was some town in the middle of nowhere in the mountains in Utah from the 316. You'll never go.
I like Southern Utah a lot. When we went out there, the only thing that was bizarre to me is that you had to buy food to get a drink. Mm. I grew up in St. Joe. It's the worst. Everyone is sad and depressed and refuses to leave. They also refuse to try to make things better.
Wow. Sounds depressing. I think Gallus is trying, aren't they? I don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe not.
Hard to argue with that take on St. Joe. I mean, when was the last time something new opened up there?
From the 816, my Galveston's anywhere in Broncos country. Let's don't ride.
Oh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There's plenty of beautiful places, though, in Broncos
country. Yeah, there really are.
You just have to avoid the Broncos.
Avoid the Broncos, yeah.
Yeah. My Galveston is Swope Park.
Jeez. Wow.
620.
All right. Chickasaw, Oklahoma is a dump.
Okay.
Wamego, Kansas, the Oz Museum, better than Galveston.
From the 816, Cincinnati is my Galveston.
That's a good one. Yeah, their chili sucks.
I haven't figured out what's happening in Cincy yet. Not sure there's anything.
What to do, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. You go to Kentucky and go to the strip clubs, I guess. Right, isn't that usually what it is? Like there's a major metro area, then there's a river, and then the strip clubs are always on the other side.
Is that what Cincinnati has too?
I don't know. I'm just guessing because that's what St. Louis is, right? You got the strip clubs on the other side.
I spent a nice day in Cincinnati. Went to a ball game. There's a nice little district, hangout area.
One of the few places I haven't been.
Yeah.
We were supposed to go, but then COVID happened. That was supposed to be our baseball trip. My Galveston is Olathe.
From the 816. That's funny. We're turning on each other. It's great.
From the 785. Why are we crapping on Galveston? Charles Barkley.
Charles Barkley crapped on Galveston.
Yeah.
Yeah. Said they have dirty water.
Disappointing on us. Where they going, Chuck?
Galveston. That dirty ass water. We're not even gonna sit near the Cancun. We're gonna sit near the Galveston with that dirty ass water be washed up on the shore. You people think they're in the beach.
So yeah, I guess you go to the other beach town, Olathe, Kansas.
Yeah.
Well known beach town. One of the best in America, according to that one poll that one year.
Right. Every time a beach study comes out now, I look for Olathe.
There was
one that came out last week, the best beach towns in America, and I'm going through. I'm like, where the hell's Olathe?
Yeah, I thought they were on there.
I'll never forget when that list came out years ago. We're like, excuse me? Olathe, Kansas, one of the top 10 beach towns in America?
Yeah.
How bad are our beaches in America where Olathe's making the list?
That's funny. Why are we crapping on Galveston again? Abilene, Kansas is my Galveston.
Oh, that's a hellhole, too.
All right. You keep coming to 913-586-7610.
Biloxi, Mississippi makes Galveston look like Fiji.
Never been there, but it's funny.
Oh, that's good.
Oh. Isn't Biloxi just a bunch of casinos? That's about it?
I think so. Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
All right. It is time to chat with Josh Vernier, our Royals insider, dropping by as he does each and every Monday. Good morning, Vern.
I can't tell you how many times I've called people in Biloxi, dating back to Brett Favre's retirement in Green Bay. We were calling Bonita Favre, his mother, down there in Biloxi. It was the place to be back in the day when Brett Favre couldn't decide whether or not he wanted to return to the Green Bay Packers. So, yes, likening Galveston to Fiji is perfect.
Hang on a second. You buried the lead. Brett Favre's mother is named Bonita Favre?
Bonita, yes.
Like yeah. Bonita
Still
Flats?
Have Miss Bonita's cell phone number in my phone.
Bonita Favre.
Yeah.
That's a great name.
It is, and she defended her son no matter what we said about him.
Oh, yeah. Well, good. That's what a mom
should
do, right?
As she should.
I bet Biloxi has a lot of buildings that were built on the back of Favre.
Nice.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Like a nice
Well,
gym.
On the back of taxpayers, really.
Nice gymnasium, mm-hmm. That kind of thing.
Yeah.
Biloxi's probably swimming in facilities.
Yet to make it down there, but it's certainly on the list. Mm.
Mm-hmm. All right, 2 out of 3 losing to the Tigers. I'm sure the text line was not happy. We did read a tweet asking if they had a hitting, or a text to you that asking if they had a hitting coach. If not, Mack and Seitz, you know, they've got that kind of stuff. So the tenor this weekend, I mean, look, they're going to finish April with a winning record. That's outstanding. Big picture, folks, big picture, right?
Yeah, and listen, there's really only one thing, in my opinion, that you could be nervous about if you're a Royals fan. You should focus, like you're saying, on the record of 17-12, but there is that other record. The Royals now 0-4 in rubber games. 2 against the Orioles, 1 against the Mets, and then yesterday against the Detroit Tigers. You see their inability to win that finale against the upper echelon teams right now in Major League Baseball. Like you said, I'm not overly concerned about it, but if there was something to monitor moving forward as we get ready to flip the calendar to May, it's the fact that the Royals are 12-2 against the teams below 500, 5-10 against the teams above 500. Again, just something to monitor. Nothing to worry about because, again, had you told me at the beginning of the year, as I'm still maintained through May guy, that you could start off 17-12 and you're going to have a tough time against teams above 500, I'd sign off on it every single day of the week. So disappointing that you didn't win that game yesterday. I thought it had a chance to be the most satisfying win of the season, but there's no shame in getting carved up by Tarek Skubal. He's going to do that to a lot of guys this season. The other loss in Detroit, you could lay it at the feet of Chris Stratton, but the Royals somehow lost game 2 of this series despite the fact that the Tigers made 4 errors. That hurts me for a team that prides itself on pitching defense and team speed. When the other team gives you that many opportunities, you need to pounce, and the Royals let that one slip away back on Saturday. Yesterday, you just turn the page, and you get ready for this set starting up tonight against the Toronto Blue Jays.
Bob, I blame you a portion of this on you.
The hell
Sunday,
did I do?
Because you disrespected Tarek Skubal before the season
started. Oh, that's right, I did.
You're like, I've never heard of this guy.
Yeah, now he's out there dealing.
Now he shut us up for a day.
Actually, I am taking the blame because when the Royals were up, 5-1 on Saturday, was it? I tweet, or 4-1, whatever.
3-1.
3-1.
3-1.
3-1. And I sent out a tweet, man, this team is so much fun to watch. And they've not been good since I sent out that tweet. So blame me, I guess, right?
But I'm with you, Vern. Like, if you gave me the month of the season, the first month of the season, told me winning month, that's all I wanted.
Yeah,
like,
it's great.
I can't go back and say, well, they were this amount ahead. They built themselves a big gap, and maybe it's shrunk a little bit. I'll take a winning month.
Still top 5 in Major League Baseball as far as run differential, and it's not smoke and mirrors. This doesn't remind me of 2021, last year's Pittsburgh Pirate team that got off to a really good start in April. Man, you could look at this offense right now. Vinny Pasquantino's 0 for his last 18. Hunter Renfro's 1 for his last 21. Mm. Nelson Velasquez is 0 for his last 20. MJ Melendez is 1 for his last 20. Outside of the top 4 hitters in this lineup, Michael, Vinny, Bobby, Salvi, outside of those top 4, in the last 9 games, the Royals have driven in 3 runs. Outside of those guys, 2 of them were hit by pitches. You look at the last 9 games, 26 of the last 29 runs driven in are from those top 4 hitters. You don't have a number 5 hitter right now. MJ, Velasquez, Renfro, the guys that are supposed to be slugging are not slugging whatsoever, and yet you've won 4 of 6. No one's hitting on this team outside of the guys we expected to hit than the guys that hit last year for a 106 loss team, and you've still won 4 of 6. You still have the 3rd best run differential in sports. You're still 5 games above 500, and that speaks to a pitching staff that has the 5th best ERA in baseball, a rotation that has the 3rd best ERA in baseball, a defense that has saved more runs than any other unit in baseball, and a team speed that has the Royals ranked in the top 5. Again, the way that this team is winning is, so long as they stay healthy, and we'll see tonight with Alec Marsh on the shelf and Jonathan Boland getting the start, so long as this team can stay healthy, they have what sustains. We all remember 14-15. That was a middle-of-the-road offense. That's what this team has right now, like the 15th, 16th, 17th best offense in Major League Baseball. But we all know nothing is more difficult than hitting a pitch in the big leagues. Offenses tend to go up and down. So the fact that this team isn't asking this offense to do really any of the heavy lifting, man, that's the perfect recipe for a market like this, for a team like this, with a pitching staff like this, the perfect recipe to sustain, to maintain through May, and hopefully give us an exciting fall of baseball out at the K.
Well, there's a couple of ways we can go here, Vern, because number one, you mentioned the records between, like, the, you know, the Chicago former Royals and the Kansas City Royals and the teams of that nature versus the better teams, right? Like,
yeah.
But that's like, this is where we are though in the growth of this team. They're not quite ready to compete with the others, but they're also taking out the punishment on the teams that they should be beating up on, right? They're not losing to losers. They're kicking their ass. And yeah, they're getting beat by some better teams, but that's part of the growing up process. Like, we're in the process of that, like that toddler stage right now. We're still trying to figure things out. And that's kind of the way it works in baseball. And that's okay, isn't it?
Yeah, no argument. To me, even, five and 10 record against teams with a record above 500. Let's say that's flipped. It's 10-5, and this team's sitting 22-7. They're in first place, and everyone's feeling good. Okay, I mean, the calendar still says April. You still have 5 more months to play, despite the fact that there are some slumping bats. And yes, like you point out, they've lost more than they've won against the upper echelon teams in Major League Baseball. You have 5 more months to prove whatever it is you need to prove to yourself, to the fan base, to other teams around Major League Baseball. And even as I say that, the guys that are struggling, man, MJ won 3 games for this team in the first 2 weeks of the season. For as much as he's grinding right now, I don't think it's a difficult fix. I think he's been through it enough that his confidence isn't going to be destroyed like maybe it was in the first half of last season. Vinny Pasquantino's already been through it. He'll persevere. Hunter Renfro's been around for 10 years. Now, this might just be the end of Hunter Renfro, but internally, confidence-wise, if anybody's going to be able to hearken back to how I got out of it before, it's Hunter Renfro. And you know, Nelson Velasquez, you need to start seeing some extra base thump from him. He hasn't collected an extra base in 2.5 weeks, hasn't homered since the second week of the season. But the fact is, we have, again, 133 games remaining in the season. So the tests are still numerous that lie in front of this team. Again, nobody really at the core of this squad has played a meaningful game in May, June, July, or August. So regardless what they do in April, we're all going to have our arms folded for the next 5 months, waiting to see what this team can prove to us. Now, you look at some of the, you know, projections. Right now, Fangraphs has the Royals projected to finish in fourth in this division. They still have the Twins walking away as division champions. I don't know if you guys have seen what they're doing.
Hey, they won 7 in a row, bro. Like, hey, it's on.
Have you guys heard Rocco Baldelli's explanation of the rally sausage that they have in Minnesota? If not, Bob, I think it is something that you will very much enjoy, and if you guys could play that before you get out at 10 a.m., I think you'll get a nice little chuckle
Nathan,
out of it.
Nathan, can you find that sound, please?
I'm afraid to Google rally sausage. Could you Google that
Nathan,
for us?
Find Nathan, the audio.
Rocco Baldelli.
Rocco Baldelli's rally sausage?
Yes, that's what you want. It is a great soundbite, and listen, nobody's rooting for the Twins, but this does make them somewhat endearing.
All right, I got
to shout out to Brad
that.
Keller too. Brad Keller going to be making a start for the White Sox.
I told you, Brad Keller, an In-N-Out burger and a call made him a White Sox. So I was having a conversation with myself over the weekend about getting Mike Trout. Not go rescue this gentleman from what we call purgatory in Anaheim,
Galveston of baseball.
Yeah. Bring him to Kansas City because we need a center fielder. We ain't got no one who can patrol center field right now. That guy Isbell, he looks like he drinks a lot of Bush Light. But I would go out and
just because
get
of the tattoos.
No, I don't know. I was just looking at him the other day. I'm like, that looks like a guy who could put down a 30 pack of Bush Light. I don't know why I thought that.
He's very bowling ball esque, but he is cut up. He's not a chubby individual, which is what I would assume people think when they hear Bush Light.
No, I don't think he's chubby at all. No, he's light. He's drinking the light beer because he cares about his figure. So could we go get Mike Trout and rescue him from Galveston?
Sure, yeah, why not? I mean, you have a direct line to John Sherman. That's the guy that's ultimately going to make the decision to bring on that $50 million contract right. of Mike Trout.
We talked to John about Shohei Ohtani, right. and he said we'll see, which I guess right. his kids have said means no. But look,
I think you brought up Juan Soto already earlier this year.
Did already brought up Juan Soto. Yep. He laughed at that. I think Juan found himself a spot in the Bronx.
Now, is this a trade for Mike Trout or
deadline trade. Deadline trade. You'll flip them like Jonathan Bolin. If he pitches well tonight, he can go to Anaheim and we'll take Mike Trout back in return.
Straight up.
Good leadoff hitter. Hits home runs, really good defensive player, and we won't need him for a lot of games where he could get hurt. So I think it makes a lot of sense.
He's only got a contract until 2030.
If you believe that Salvi can be the catcher for this team over the next 5 to 7 years, you have some trade bait with some young catchers in the organization. The Park Hill product, Carter Jensen, through 21 games, has an OPS north of 1,000.
There you go.
The kid you drafted last year in the first round, Blake Mitchell, has a 17-game on-base streak, just like Salvador Perez. So some catching depth right now in the organization, some hitting depth, finally some prospects in this system with a bat doing something.
Right, so get rid of him and bring in Mike Trout.
All right.
You mentioned Salvi. I mean, my God, is America aware of how good he is right now? Like, is America going to accept that Salvador Perez is dominating baseball, or because he doesn't wear the pinstripes, we're not allowed to say that?
No, he's starting to get not only love on a national level for what he's doing this year, but now the bigger picture, the career, the soon-to-be 9-time All-Star, 5-time Gold Glover, Silver Slugger. You're starting to see his name come up more for Cooperstown on a national level from people that are going to be voting for who makes it into baseball's Hall of Fame. Honestly, I don't know if even people in Kansas City truly appreciate what Salvi's doing this season. Case can be made. This is the best start he's had in his 12, 13-year career. On base in 18 straight, setting a new franchise or a new career high. The last time he sniffed a stretch like this was 12 years ago. He was a completely different person, a completely different build, a completely different hitter on a completely different team. And now an OPS near 1,100. He's hitting .344 in this 18-game stretch. And Jesse Newell just did a great piece in the Kansas City Star about how defensively Salvi is at his best right now, especially when it comes to framing and receiving behind the dish. For as great as he's been offensively, this might be the finest defensive soon-to-be 34-year-old that this game has seen in a while. Salvi turns 34 on May 10th and is playing the best baseball of his life. It's remarkable, but it's also not surprising whatsoever when you see how hard he works, the kind of energy that he was bringing even in those 100 loss seasons on a 100-degree day and an afternoon tilt in August. Salvi smiling, excited to play. And now having a pitching staff, having someone that he sees as his contemporary and Bobby Witt Jr., someone that cares as much, works as hard. Yeah, it has fired up Salvi. We talked about it dating back to spring training, and the evidence is clear 29 games into the season. Salvi knows if I can get one more run into the postseason with the second incarnation of Royals baseball, that to go along with 300 home runs, multiple gold gloves, and 9 All-Star games, the resume is starting to speak for itself, and it should find him in Cooperstown when it's all said and done. Give him 3-4 more productive offensive seasons, and I don't see how you keep him out.
What are we, 47 homers now away from 300, too, right? That could legitimately happen this year. I don't think it will, but it could legitimately happen this year or next year. He hits that 300 mark. There's only, 9 other catchers that have hit 300 in the history of baseball? I mean, it puts him in rarefied air, Vern.
Yeah, all of them are in the Hall of Fame outside of Lance Parrish. I don't know if we respected the defense that Lance Parrish was playing back in the day for those championship Detroit Tigers teams.
No one did.
But listen, offensively, defensively, and then again, the putting your team on a national level by getting to the postseason tends to remind those voters that don't often pay attention to what's going on in Kansas City. Getting them to October will be key for Salvi.
When Salvi's getting mentioned, like getting praised for framing pitches. Like,
I know.
Like what's next? Kelsey blocks? Is that the next thing?
That's the next thing.
Kelsey's an elite blocker? Because that was always kind of the knock on Salvi, right?
He's not George Kittle. He doesn't block as well as Kittle.
Yeah. So if Salvi's getting that kind of love now, just bash a couple more home runs, and he'll be a lock.
Yeah, a Hall of Fame talent improves his only blemish is basically what we're seeing from Salvi.
Yeah, Jerry Seinfeld, 70 today, Vern.
Looks good.
Yeah, he does.
Looks good. Sometimes a little bit too much makeup. You're Jerry Seinfeld. You don't need to fight it. Everyone's cool with it. Look at how Larry David's handled getting older. He's not fighting it whatsoever.
Nah, you can't fight it. 70 years old. Also, Willie Nelson, 91 today. I didn't know Jerry and Willie.
Bob McClure's birthday today.
Oh, that's right. It is Bob McClure's birthday. Yeah, famously named Strugglesworth here on this station.
Yeah.
I thought it was Troy McClure.
Hi, I'm Troy McClure.
Yes. Bob McClure, 72 today, I believe.
I don't know, did you?
I believe so.
Happy birthday.
Bob McClure.
Yeah. All right, Vern.
Go, Bob.
Enjoy all right, the guys, week. Thank we'll you. Talk to you.
Josh Vernier, our Royals insider, back at it tonight. Royals at Toronto, 6:07 first pitch. Vern's on at 5 today. Get you set for Royals and Blue Jays.
One more from the what is your Galveston texts from the 913. Visiting Branson is similar to visiting a retirement home on activity day.
Oh, wow. We may have missed out on this wide receiver. We'll tell you who next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Back in, brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology, the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. Look, I'm not saying the Chiefs didn't get their wide receiver. Okay, Xavier Worthy sounds like. I mean, we take a step back. We go, yeah, absolutely. Burner, productive.
Sure, nice guy.
In a lot of ways.
Good player.
Okay. Can't say I was a little bit disappointed they couldn't also get Keon Coleman.
This is the guy that would have fit in great here.
Okay. So first off, I liked right before the draft, I saw a comparison that called him Keenan Allen.
Ooh, all right.
Which I
love.
Like Chiefs Menace.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I would love to have our own version of Keenan Allen.
Right, yeah.
So Keon Coleman, Florida State product, was drafted by the Bills. It's the only bad part of the story here.
Yeah, that sucks.
Is he's a Bill now.
You got to go to Buffalo, man.
So Keon Coleman shows up, and he's wearing a puffy jacket.
Good. He needs one for right? Buffalo, yeah.
So he's got this puffy jacket on.
It's cold.
And I guess they were asking him why.
Well, it's Buffalo.
Why? And if he had enough cold weather gear, and he played before Florida State, he played at Michigan State.
Oh, it's cold there too.
It's cold.
Right.
And so he's well prepared for Buffalo weather.
Nah, man, you forgot I went to school in Michigan for 2 years? You, guess where I got this from, though? I'm saying you got to guess. You're going to be wrong, though, but guess.
Time is up.
Nah. Macy's. What you mean? They be on sale on the rack, all the colors. Look, $79.89, nice little deal. You can get the trench coat for like $100. Nice little. I'll take you there personally. I might go get some more colors. I need a blue one and another red one. I shop like my mama. I get my coats in the summertime. You got to shop a season or two before, just in case, you know, and they be cheaper. Cause you going Thanksgiving, everybody in Thanksgiving. You know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying. Keon Coleman's going to have all of his money when he's done playing.
Yep.
He's shopping off season.
Yep.
To get the best deals.
Yep.
At Macy's.
Yeah, baby.
Because everybody's looking for a coat at Thanksgiving.
Absolutely.
Keon Coleman's already got his jacket by Thanksgiving.
He got his coat. He bought last year's style. It's a man right from my heart.
I like Keon Coleman. Then I guess he got to the end of the presser and he wanted to know where he could get a snack. I really like that.
Yeah,
kid.
I like that kid.
Yeah.
I'm all about buying the coat in the summertime.
What a first impression that kid made there, huh?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
He's not stupid.
Yeah.
That's when you buy your coats.
Yeah. He's going to have all his money too at the end. Watch.
Yep. Because he didn't spend it foolishly.
Nope.
Didn't buy a coat in the winter. Bought it in the spring.
That's right.
When they're on sale, half price.
Yeah.
Went to Marshall's.
He might splurge to get the trench one now for $100.
Maybe.
But this one is a $79.89 one that he had.
Still sounds expensive for a jacket,
doesn't
it?
Which he really liked. And he might get more of that one, but he may splurge now that he's in the NFL.
Yep.
Maybe get the trench coat.
Maybe
for
get the trench coat.
Bucks.
Yep. Go with it, man. I like the fact that he's smart with his money.
So.
Well, coats are the often forgotten third reason why millennials don't have money. It's the avocado toast, the Starbucks, and buying coats in season.
Coats
you
in
just
season.
You just can't do it.
Yes.
You can't do that.
Exactly.
Keon Coleman learned from his mother. Don't do that.
Do not spend money on a coach.
Other than he's a Bill, I really like him.
Yeah, that's a really good deal, right?
That's a really good, really good press conference.
Way to go.
All right, so Vern told us to look up Rocco Baldelli's sausage or something.
Right, yes. Something like that.
So the Twins are apparently surging now, right?
Yep. Win 7 in a row, Josh.
Look at the division, by the way.
It's not that good.
No, it's actually really good.
No, I know. A lot of teams are winning. You got Detroit winning. You got Royals winning. You've got, obviously, Minnesota winning.
I didn't want Cleveland and Detroit. I thought Minnesota would be fine, but I didn't want Cleveland and Detroit to start trying.
Right. They're trying now. Yeah, they're doing good things.
The Twins are on a 7-game heater.
Mm-hmm.
They're at 14-13 now.
Right.
2 games back of the Royals. And apparently, Rocco Baldelli's sausage is trending.
Yes.
Okay. Let's find out why.
It's a summer tangy sausage is what it is. I actually looked at the package yesterday. It's bringing us a lot of hits and runs and stuff. So I'm all for it. I mean, for anyone that hasn't been following, it's a substantial packaged, you know, sausage that, Jeffers has been carrying around in his bag and throwing at people when we score runs and hit homers. So I'm all for it. I'm slightly concerned as, like, I'm not even an adult, but slightly concerned as, like, more of an adult than maybe some of the people in the other room, that the package is going to open up and the thing hasn't been refrigerated in many days. And there's no doubt that when that thing opens up, whoever's touching it is in deep trouble. Like, that thing is there's no doubt in my mind that we are carrying around something that is very, very unhealthy to the human body.
So, the home run sausage, and again, if it works, it's great.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, I mean, it's not stupid. Everybody's got their own little home run thing. So they have the home run sausage. But yeah, even like this just picture of the package looks like it is, there's a lot of moisture on the inside. It looks like it's kind of fogged. And we haven't even hit the warm months yet, right? So,
That thing's going to open. Somebody's going to get hit in the face with that sausage and it's going to explode.
It's going to be disgusting.
Yeah.
Because it looks like it's not consumable right now.
Because you've seen those packages of hot dogs that get kind of loose, you know, when you're out there grilling and it starts to warm up a little bit. Yeah. And that packaging gets loose and the hot dog juices are in there moving around. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the last thing you want to do is smack somebody with that sausage right in the face and it explodes.
Yeah. So it's like a summer sausage. Looks like.
I like a good summer sausage.
So Twins player Kyle Farmer has an endorsement, I suppose, with a company. He carries these guys around.
Is it Usinger's? That's the one Uecker talks about all the time on the Brewers broadcasts.
Cloverdale? I don't know.
Cloverdale I've heard of. I've seen the signs for that. As much as our friend Kurt Nelson likes to talk about regional pizzas, regional hot dogs are another good one. Are Cloverdale's better than the Farmland Franks?
This thing, though, looks like he should trade it out.
He needs a new sausage.
Yeah.
That's my point is I think he's going to be able to access more, but will the other sausages
have the power?
Yeah. You don't want to mess with something, though. You've won seven in a row.
You can't. That's the thing. You can't.
Right?
Also, I appreciate Rockabell Del's like, well, I'm not an adult.
Right.
I'm more adult than some of those other people. It's a great acknowledgement. I appreciate that. So it looks, again, it works. You don't knock it, but it doesn't look like it's got great shelf life at this point.
Right.
Like it looks like stuff's growing on the inside of the package right now.
Right.
But they've won seven in a row, and they're in the midst of this these standings right now. Guardians at 19-9, Royals at 17-12, Tigers at 16-12, Twins at 14-13. Four teams all right there.
And don't look now, but the White Sox just swept Tampa, so they're like 5-22.
6-22. All right, three game win streak.
6-22.
Yeah. So the Rocco Baldelli sausage, they're already selling T-shirts, which
is good, right? You need to sell it. Yeah,
you need to strike while the iron is hot. We'll get a little bit more about the Chiefs' number one draft pick, Xavier Worthy. Craig Way, the voice of the Texas Longhorns, will join us next.
But somebody's going to get hit in the face with that sausage, and it's going to explode.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.